Hey, it's another Only Mr. God Knows. It'll be the last one of the year, I believe. We have on today Alex Patak and Jeremy Kapowitz of the wonderful, wonderful Quarators podcast. Funny podcast, you should check it out. And this is a funny conversation I get to have with them as I show them basically Eurovision for the first time ever in what is a year of Eurovision songs that I consider incredibly fucked vibes. Anyway, it is Eurovision week. Eurovision is this Saturday in Berlin, 8 p.m. at Film Arche. And if anyone's forgotten, we are doing People's Champs. We've gotten the most voted for song by every country. We've already conducted semi-finals. There will be 25, 26 countries in the final, I believe. And yeah, so it'll be lots of fun. And yeah, shit. Buy tickets. They might still be on sale. I'm recording this in advance. They might be gone. So go check. There'll be links in the description. If you can't get tickets in time, or if you are not in Berlin, twitch.tv/cornerspady, and that's where you can watch it. Lots of good fun. Anyway, links in the description for all that. Love yous.
I feel like this isn't. Oh, you know what? We're starting your show. I shouldn't talk about.
No, you should start. Absolutely, we do cold.
We gotta
openers.
Turn Claire's gain down. I'm hearing too many things in her house. We finished last episode. Whoever it was doing credits, and I just heard like. Whoosh, whoosh.
We're sort of a Foley artist on our podcast.
We record on one track.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
and we just. Hit play.
I was expecting like a multi-mic setup in Claire's house. Various appliances are mic'd up into the master feed.
We get a lot of input surprises, I would say. Mean? Like things like, oh, we thought we were using the mic you've been talking into, but it's just been a snowball in the corner of the room.
Yeah, we'll have like a French philosopher on and just be like, he's been recording through his like washing machine the entire time. It's too late to tell him. This we'll fix it. We'll fix it. Audacity's gotta have
so
a solution.
Good. You can podcast through the fridge.
I'm running through an AI, just have it redo the whole dialogue event. Just
yeah,
make a new one.
I was wondering why this French philosopher kept selling me like headphones that I could buy off Amazon. You've seen that.
Which
right?
ones make you look the most like Jeremy?
Look how big they are. This isn't a video podcast,
I'm
is
commenting
it?
On your headphones or just your 8 Mile style hoodie setup.
Yo,
which
what's
is
up? It's because they kind of hurt my ears.
It's an ensemble.
So I'm wearing a hoodie.
I'm just jealous that you can grow a beard and I can't. And it comes out in ways that are unfair.
But I've gone bald and you have long hair. So isn't it a fair trade off?
It's like the gift of the Magi for men. The gift of the Mengi.
And of course, with that sound, it is another episode of Only Mr. God Knows, the Eurovision miniseries that I do where I slowly accept that the competition that I grew up watching and loving and I associate with my childhood has been ruined by political events and one country in particular.
We're looking at you, Moldova.
Yeah, definitely Moldova.
Jeremy, don't bring up Moldova. That was the only one I texted you.
Sorry,
I think this
sorry.
Was fire.
It is fire. You're so good.
I'll get to it. We'll get to it.
We'll get to it. We will. You may have heard the lyrical stylings, as I can't help but say that while looking at Jeremy. Of the Quarators, we are joined by Jeremy and Alex. How are you two doing?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello, Kieran.
Thanks. That was lovely.
It's great to be here in the studio.
We're all in the
down
studio.
In the old continent.
Yep. I got in an airplane. And we're here in the studio.
Yeah, we're chopping it up in the stew. Jeremy looks like 8 Mile Jeremy.
Yo.
I can't grow a beard. You now get the full visual layout of what's going on.
Look at this. So I want to maybe return the headphones. So I've left all the packaging on because it says you're not allowed to try them out if you want to return them, which makes no sense to me. So if anyone from Sennheiser sees this, I'm using green screen headphones.
They're going to see it.
This episode is coming out on Thursday. You've got 6 days before I email CEO at Sennheiser.
No!
That's a German name. Lenient. We all know each other.
I know. I believe it.
It's a more lenient return policy.
Oh, God.
Than the store has.
So, Jeremy and Alex have been so gracious as to look, to glance at Eurovision 2026 from afar. And I guess I got to go with the first question is, do you guys have any prior experience or knowledge of this competition?
Is what does the fox say from Eurovision?
No, it is not.
And I have none.
Do you know who's from Eurovision? ABBA.
Really? I'm a big fan of ABBA.
ABBA, Will Ferrell, these are Eurovision, Alex.
Yeah. These are all your... My wife asked me several times, where is Will Ferrell, while I was showing her the videos. She was like, I thought this was Will Ferrell's competition.
I thought he made this up for that movie he did. That
this
everyone
is how
America
far
saw.
Americans are from knowing what Eurovision is they think it is actually an original Will Ferrell product.
If an American didn't make it, I don't want to hear about it.
I feel like I don't. I only knew about it from like memes. I feel like every now and then something will break containment and people will be like, look at this silly outfit this guy wore on television in Europe.
Yeah. Yep,
the only time I hear about it, and you know, this is, I will get into the main thrust of, I'm sure, what will be the topic of much of the conversation is people being mad that Israel is there.
Uh huh.
And saying, if Israel's there, shut the whole thing down.
Yeah. It really does feel like having your cake and eat it too, right? Because the whole thing with Israel is that they're like, we were promised this land 10,000 years ago or whatever, but we are still not European, right?
We're not European.
Stop calling us European, but like we could still do a song, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
I tan very well.
I got to say, though, when the Israel one came up, I was so happy I didn't like the song. It would have been devastating for me if it would have fucking ruled.
Now, if I was a good comedian, I thought very hard about coming into this recording. And then the whole time just being like, I don't know, I kind of liked it. And like, spending the entire episode, like waiting to hear whatever you say. And then be like, I think like the art should speak for itself sometimes.
Yeah. I know,
I'm
like,
from Israel. This is my song.
They bombed a hospital? No.
Well, no, that was us. That was us, actually. We did that one.
Just being like, the guy who sang the song would never, though, right? The song's so good.
The song's so good. He's so surrounded by baddies.
Yeah.
And this is not just Israel, though. I will say all of the countries were like, there's a singer and then there's 20 models. So we can all remember Europe is full of beautiful women.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, continue. And then there was one country. It wasn't Albania. I'm forgetting which one it was. That was just five guys not moving doing a Four Seasons style crooning. And me and my wife turned to each other and said, they got to move. There's got to be baddies. This one does is not it. Where are the baddies?
The guy's crazy.
That was Portugal, I think.
Oh, yes, Portugal.
It was like something out of like a, you'd hear at like a restaurant.
Yeah. Portugal does that.
Wait, can I just say real quick about Israel? It would be funny if someone did like the hostage crisis from like the Olympics, but for Eurovision, where it's just like all these beautiful... Beautiful, like pop stars are all kidnapping each other with guns and they all have like crazy outfits. Someone should do that. It would be funny.
So you're describing the competition 2 years ago.
Okay, great.
I am. I'm going to give you a quick rundown of Eurovision writ large and then what's been happening the last 2 years because the vibes are just completely fucking off. Competition has been going since the 50s, and it is, I think, the most watched televised event that isn't sport in the world. So we've got that going for it. Yeah, a bunch of countries take part. You vote for countries. You're not allowed to vote for your own country. That's basically the only rule.
Gladio cutout.
Yeah.
Gladio operation in effect.
Year start date 1949.
Doing a rat line for a bunch of Nazis who just like, I don't want to fight anymore. I want to sing.
Just every year broadcast into the Ukraine being like, leave the Iron Curtain. Look at Spain dance.
Czechoslovakia did make their own version for the Soviet Union, like the Second World, called Intervision, which used to do voting by turning the light switches on and off at a certain time, and the power companies would measure the spike.
That's wonderful.
It's so good.
It's anyway. Like making a video game on your calculator.
Style Jump technology. Man. No, what was Block Man. Block yeah. Dude.
If the party Whatever. Plans the event in advance, we can know who wins before we start.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's no need to marketize this.
The then within the last 2 years, Israel's been in it since like, God, I want to say they joined in the 70s. And yeah, it's been uncomfortable for the countries that kind of like know what's up with Israel, which is like my country and a handful Spain. Of others. Yeah, Spain has copped wise to it in recent years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, but like, can I ask? I know that we all don't like Israel because of the horrible crimes they've committed, but like, Australia's in there too. What's up with that?
This is the thing: is you want to single them out, but there is. It should just be called the West Ovision, and you should have Japan in there. Why are Japan and South Korea not in this?
Well, they would win very easily. Is the problem? They would never lose. Well,
not Japan.
You put Korea in there, it's over for you.
No, Japan would like release a kind of a bop, and then Sony Music Company would just spend the rest of the time suing you for playing the song once without their
It permission. All gets locked down in litigation.
Yeah.
To meet with the Nintendo company every week. The Pokemon company, excuse me.
How dare you? How dare you put Mario in front of several European baddies?
Where is Peach?
This goes against the brand guidelines.
He is only horny for Peach. Read the story Bible for Mario has explicitly every erection he has ever had.
Yep. We have several test cases with him at Daisy. Nothing. He feels nothing.
He feels nothing for other women.
Yeah. So to be fair to Australia, at least in this, they earned it. Basically, they'd been watching the competition. They joined 2010s at some point. I want to say 2017. And they'd been watching the competition for about 20 years beforehand. And it's on at like 3 a.m. when they're like watching it. So at a certain point, people were like, all right, they kind of put in the work. We can let them join. Meantime, Israel has their like SNL show that calls Eurovision gay. So
that's hilarious. They have Brett Gelman on the special guest.
Yeah, they came for us too. They also made fun of Brooklyn. So
I was thinking Israel is the workaround for frickins to get in Europe. Yeah,
pretty much.
Okay. Israel had been using it for a long time as a part of their like pink washing stuff. Usually it's where they would send their like gay talent to kind of be like, Israel, you know, it's safe for gay people in the Middle East. Isn't that great?
You're the last bastion.
Exactly. Since October 7th, their entries have become aggressively straight. And in 2024, they sent a song that was called October Rain. Until
is it anything like Purple Rain?
No, that song's good. It was a very bad song. They kept submitting the song called
Hang Gliders for much of it.
Yeah, the staging was insane. No,
they knew about the staging for months beforehand.
I really have to. Okay, you have to understand. I think another piece of context for yourselves and any American listeners is that this is the only competition in the world in which Israel competes as a nation and they are relevant. So this is like kind of a big deal for them. Like what rugby was to apartheid South Africa, Eurovision is to Israel.
Oh no.
Yeah.
So they should start like, they should go into the Olympics and try to find a sport that no one's good at. You know what I mean? I feel like that's what the Israeli government should look into, is like what's a sport they could dominate.
And then they'll be like, we invented this board.
Yeah, exactly.
We found this pottery shard that says, actually, we invented skateboarding 10 years ago.
We've been playing basketball since 1000 BC.
They would probably like create the Monstars from Space
from
Jam.
First Principles.
Yeah.
We've been spending like 2 billion years on a some sort of like, I don't know, secretive government program just titled Operation Space Jam.
Yes.
Yeah.
Clearly
Read the
need
Dead
to know
Sea
basis.
Scrolls.
Yeah.
That's the formula for the Monstars.
It's anti-Semitic to say that they look like monsters, though. You can't say that.
But it is literally just the Monstars.
Yes, they're called the Monstars. If you say they look like monsters, that is anti-Semitic.
Yeah,
they're
normal
guys.
They're just blue humans.
Yeah.
They dribble very fast.
God damn it. So in 2024, they kept pitching this song called October Rain, and Eurovision had to at least come along and say, look, hey, look, this is a little too political. You can't keep doing this. And then they kept submitting it back over and over again. Israel's a proud nation. It looked like they were playing a game of chicken to get out of the competition because they knew, like, Europe hated them. Mm. Until it looked like a Palestinian Icelandic guy was going to win it for Iceland and represent Iceland in that year. So Isaac Herzog, the president of Israel, goes down to the national broadcaster, demands they change the lyrics to something, to which we get a song called Hurricane. We can't lose any of the rhyming scheme, apparently.
Hurricane with some kind of rain that took place in a month, and we don't know which month it was.
You know which month.
If you were to pick a month where hurricanes often happen, you'd be in the ballpark of when the rain is from.
Yep. Ends with the ember and starts with a vowel. It could be any of them. anyway. The Palestinian Icelandic guy loses the Icelandic national selection due to a bunch of fuckery where a bunch of Icelandic people report that they can't use their phone correctly when they try to ring the number. Bunch of people in Iceland think there was a DDoS attack to basically have the phone number marked as spam, and thus like your iPhone and Samsung devices won't be able to ring it anymore because they believe it's a scam number.
Mossad attack.
Yep. Yeah, no, genuinely. It's very esoteric knowledge, but if you talk to someone Icelandic and on the left, they're like, yeah, it was 100% Mossad.
I mean, it does sound like the kind of thing that they
get
up to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The president already got involved for the name change. You don't think he like tapped the other guys to maybe do some cell phone wonkery?
Yeah, they're always doing phone stuff.
Yeah, that's right before the pager thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm
supposed to think they don't care about phones? Just pagers? This is 1995?
Yeah. Then in the actual contest in 2024, their song, Dog Shit, absolute dog shit song, gets like second or third with the televote. There's a jury as well.
That's the vote from Tel Aviv.
Yeah. And everyone immediately calls bullshit because it's not like trending on Spotify or whatever. Like no one's actually listening to this song. And thus, that's where we're at. It's basically Israel's still in the competition. Everyone kind of acknowledges they've been cooking the results for the last 2 years as much as they can. The last 2 years have not been won by Israel by the grace of God. Mostly the juries have stopped it from happening. And after a conference in November where a bunch of countries tried to kick Israel out, the Eurovision governing body was like, no, you can't do that. And now a bunch of countries have left the competition.
Oh.
Ireland, Spain, Slovenia, Netherlands, and Iceland.
Oh, so it's like the rest of the world order.
Yeah, more or less.
Ireland would be way more interesting for me to see than Israel.
Well,
yeah, I'd much rather see them.
They're doing jigs.
Well, yeah. Ireland has joint most wins historically because we benefited in the 90s when everyone had to speak a language from their country. And we were like, we speak English. And everyone's like, we all understand English.
Oh, this is a good choice. I speak English.
Yeah.
I kind of preferred it when people were not speaking English, though, in this one. I felt like a little bit of a cop-out when they're doing
Jeremy,
it in English.
We're tourists here.
I know.
I assume if you watch hours of this thing, it is a relief when you're like, oh, I know what this song's about, and it's not just like, Madolva, yeah, over and over again.
Yeah.
That's the one we liked, though, Alex. That's what we
I
both
can't
liked
remember
it.
Which ones were which. There was one of the countries
I wrote
just
one
kept saying the
one.
Name of the country over and over again, and I was like, this is helpful.
That was Moldova, I think.
Moldova. They're Moldova. A heavy hitter.
I wrote that they sounded, it's like a party song. It's like I love college, when instead of college, it's Moldova.
The nation.
Right.
Yes.
When it comes to condoms, put two on.
Exactly.
to quickly ruin this podcast, how does this competition work? Just give me any structure at all would be helpful.
Yeah, absolutely. So basically every country picks a song. They can do that however they want. That can be a bunch of industry professionals in a back room, or they can have like a mini Eurovision in their own country to pick a song that then goes on to represent the country at Eurovision. There is two semifinals and a final, which happen over the period of 1 week, a Tuesday, Thursday, and then the Saturday. The two semifinals are usually about 16 countries each, and 10 make it through. And then on the evening, it's just everyone else, and it's you vote on your phone, and there's also a jury. Each country has a jury that they send. But again,
so it's eliminationist. You can get eliminated.
You can get eliminated, but then...
That's why Israel's so good at it.
let's see. So for example, this year there is only 35 countries, which is quite low. There's usually more. And there will be 26 in the final. So it's actually quite generous. And then it's just whoever wins on the night.
Would you say it's a battle of the bands?
Battle
answer
of the,
his question.
It's sort of a battle of the bands, is
answer
it not?
Him.
It's sort of a battle of the bands, yes.
To me, it's a battle of the bands.
Yeah.
That really clarifies things.
Yeah. There's other rules. The song has to be under 3 minutes. It has to be an original song. You can't go along with something you've made before.
Oh.
You can have backing tracks of everything except for vocals. The vocals have to be live.
One thing I appreciated is that, unlike American Idol or a lot of the other similar bands,
which again is British Idol, but American.
Right. Well, unlike those other shows, I feel like they really did include every genre of music in this, which does, like, I was watching the highlight reel of all 37 songs together or whatever it is, and I was just like, oh, I like this pop punk song that's in here.
Oh, yeah.
This is the genre of music I like. And then they played like funky dark house for a second. I was like, I do not care for this.
I don't know. I feel like it was like 90% generic pop music. And then like every now and then they'd be like, and we're a cheesy metal band.
They went,
but I wanted a little
all
more
in on the
variety.
They were playing unlikable metal.
Yeah.
They're playing metal they're daring you to watch.
This is difficult to consume. Yeah, so historically I would say there's always been like the two genres of just like what would lazily get called like pop song, and then another would be ballad. Ballad is another.
There's but a lot of those, and that's where the beautiful women are much of the time.
Usually it's where we put the beautiful women, except for Cyprus, who always sends a beautiful woman.
Shout out.
Except for 1 year where they sent a 16-year-old woman, which is a girl.
Uh-oh.
Was it the 60s or something?
No, it was 2 years ago.
Wow. Well, you got to switch it up.
Yeah. And they've kind of started doing other stuff. So in 2006, Finland won with like a metal band equivalent to like GWAR, kind of like your kind of stage metal prosthetics kind of stuff. And
okay, that's cool.
That kind of opened things up where people realize, oh, if everyone sends pop, but like one country sends metal, it's usually like you stand out enough to get votes.
Oh, but it almost backfires in this case where there were three to four.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
by the fourth one, I'm like, I just don't like that anyone's doing
this. No. there have been genres that have not really penetrated. I think probably the one that's glaringly missing because of how popular it is on the continent would be like reggaeton.
That would be good. I would appreciate reggaeton.
Mm.
One that really stuck out and how much I did not like it, and I don't know if you have a formalized structure of going through the songs in a minute, but Choke Me really upset me.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Also, the Orthodox Church of Romania, they were, this like is not good for people. They shouldn't be choking each other. That was
it. Like, if it was like a sex thing, it would be one thing.
Oh,
but
it feels like a sex thing. Yeah, a little bit.
I thought it was Choke Me to Kill Me, and I'm wearing crazy... Well,
he's a father now.
Alex
has a daughter now, so he has to
do sex bondage stuff. I kind of felt like she wanted me to just kill her. Is there to find her and kill her?
But that was Romania, right? Like, does Romania feel like they have to do a vampire thing every year because that's like what we know about them, or is that a cruel stereotype?
Well, okay, you've landed on something that's kind of true of a lot of countries, which is usually where the UK kind of eats shit. UK doesn't do well in this competition. Is because you usually have to kind of play into a stereotype a little bit of like, what does the rest of Europe think of this country? And if you play into that, it usually does well. Like, France always sends like chanson, kind of like the music to have an affair to.
I get that.
Yeah. And that
I
works quite well.
I cheat on my wife watching this.
Take up smoking, find older women attractive, etc.
Mm-hmm. Britain should send a guy dressed as a clock, and he's huge.
Okay, Big Ben every year.
He tells you what time it is.
And he does a rap.
Tell him what time it is. Like, it's 6:04.
They send Flava Flav.
Oh. He does say bong as well.
San Marino one year did... As one of the like money crime countries, did pay for a featuring with Flo Rida one year.
Can you do that?
Yeah, you can.
His name is Florida
in the name. Yeah,
it's an anti-Yank assembly.
San Marino is like six people and 25 registered companies. Like they bring in ringers for their like. Song competition. It's usually like if you fail to get qualified in your country to go, you can still try the San Marino competition.
I feel like there's a criticism you could also leverage at Ireland.
Oh, we're money crimes, but we have musicians.
Every year Ireland won was Flo Rida.
They just said Conan O'Brien.
Yeah, it's 1996. We've got Flo Rida. Trust me, he's going to be big.
Yeah, they scouted him.
Yeah. That happened with Celine Dion. She started at Eurovision. And again, famously a Canadian woman that was scouted by Switzerland.
That's just wrong.
Yeah. They're like, we speak French. This is enough.
Is it usually campy? Because I feel like in my head... Like, I was waiting for it to be more campy, and then it wasn't that campy.
It was pretty campy, I thought.
A little campy. I feel like a lot of them were trying to look normal, and it was pissing me off.
So, yes, I think broadly, there's two types of audience in Eurovision, which I describe as the phenomenon of the fuckable grandson. Which is to appeal to both sides of the audience, you need to appeal to like the largely gay, semi-ironic viewers and then grandmothers who are watching because there's nothing else to do. And that the first audience, I think, has been leaving due to Israel. So we're getting a lot more this year that it's just like, let's send a nice boy in a suit. To sing to your Polish grandmother.
A handsome man who would call you to set up a back rub, maybe.
Oh, yeah. And he's good. He goes to church. He's got friends. Sure. Yeah.
But the Polish one in particular was it was just generic. Just kind of nothing over there.
Which one, sorry?
Poland. Poland, I thought didn't really do anything interesting.
No. Absolutely not.
John, is that my baby or your baby?
That's my baby. Don't worry.
Okay,
We're doing dad watch over here. Whose baby needs to be taken care of?
She's asleep, and I'm kind of yelling next to her bedroom. So we'll
That's fair. I guess at this point, I would have to, if there's no further questions about what Eurovision even is, other than, actually, I think the only thing I haven't mentioned is it's roughly about 5 hours of television just to watch the final.
Do we know who won yet or no?
No, it's on Saturday, 16th of May.
That's don't why we're watch hyping it up right now, Jeremy.
Yes.
Okay,
but also
I
don't
gotcha.
Watch it.
Don't no, I will look it up.
Wins.
Let me know if Moldova
wins. Here's our review
wins.
Of all of the singers. Don't watch it.
I will go. I'll go to Moldova if they win.
Oh yeah, and that's all. If you win, you host it the following year. That's the other thing. The country gets to host it. So it's in Austria this year because Austria won last year. But yes, do not watch the actual Eurovision. Watch Girovision instead, our boycott-friendly alternative that we do here at Cornish Bailey.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Do you get a Giro if you watch it?
You can bring
a Giro.
It's okay. Fine. We usually just drink.
Oh, okay. Because... I mean, it sounds less spectacular.
I've got sequined cargo shorts that okay. I wear because that I had to get custom made. Because my whole thing was, what if 11-year-old Kieran hosted Eurovision? So I also got like a rhinestone No Fear t-shirt.
It should have been you.
It should have been me instead of the nation of Israel. I guess at this point, if there's no further questions, I'd love to know your thoughts. And I think the ideal Eurovision experience back when, you know, it was fun to enjoy this competition was listening to roughly 20-something songs that are not good. But by the end of the night, you're yelling at the TV because you've picked a favorite and the rest of the continent doesn't agree with you.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. So I'd love to know who's your guys and or girls, baddies.
I think we have to go with Moldova. We've been hyping them up this whole episode, right? I don't know how you feel, Alex. You did text me saying that it was quote unquote fire.
Right.
Oh, sorry, kind of fire.
Kind of
it's
fire.
Kind of fire, but that was me being humble because I was so into it. It's hard to remember what sticks out when you watch 35 clips of songs in a row. Okay, that's my first
I'll
note.
Suggest some others because I've written notes. There was one, where's the girl boss pop punk one? I wrote that down.
I liked that one.
Sorry.
I think it was somewhere
Estonia.
Oh,
this was not. I didn't think this was good, but I liked that they were doing sort of Riot Girl European. Mm. I don't know. Too epic to be true was the name.
Too epic to be true. I turned to my wife.
Extremely millennial.
I said, "Aren't things sometimes too epic to be true?"
I wrote down that I think that they should have a song called "My Chungus Life Goes Crazy."
Yeah. Yeah, there's something very like this is the nation that invented Skype about this.
It's a song you want to talk on Skype about.
Yeah, absolutely. The golden years before we sold it to Microsoft.
That's so epic.
It's so too epic to be true, would you say?
It might be.
And yet it is. Well, and I guess yet it's true. Kind of the thing is sometimes the truth can also be very epic. So I agree, but I also disagree.
I feel like this. I feel like we're training Grok when we say any of this stuff. I feel like this is a conversation that is being had with Elon Musk, or he has had before.
You know what? I would actually like AI a little more. I would be okay with
epic to be true.
I would be okay with AI a little bit if it talked like Alex. The world would be a more fun place.
They can't do it. They have all of my language history, and they still can't do it.
They can't do it. All the water.
I podcast, remember enjoying that one.
Our podcast is on YouTube, which now YouTube has this feature under every video where you can have AI summarize the video and like give you questions, which I just find fascinating because like under our questions, under every one of our episodes, there'll be some like question based on the episode. So it'll be like, why do the curators hate people named Frank? And then you can like click it and the AI will be like, the curators explain this episode that Alex met someone named Frank and punched him in the face. And it's like a whole, it's very weird.
Why are we summarizing videos now? Like I do get
if you don't have time.
Yeah, but It's YouTube. Why are you not here for like leisure? This is meant to be fun.
It reads like YouTube thinks that people are watching videos of, I guess, podcasts and being like, I didn't get it this week. Can you explain what's happening in this podcast?
Like, I get, yeah, maybe if we're looking at like a 10-minute video of how to like attach a certain kind of fixture to your pipes, I'm like, yeah, I don't need to like, comment, subscribe this one
plug
guy.
It
I
in. Just,
yeah, just give me the summary. But it's just like, I really need to. It's very reminiscent of that guy on Twitter who was like, in one headphone, I'm listening to classical music, and the other, I'm listening to the Bible written, like read in Mandarin at 1.5 speed. It's like, I've got to consume as quickly as I and efficiently as possible all the nuggets of gold from the Quarators podcast.
You know, I've
spam my brain.
I've switched Adderall recently to Vyvanse, which is at a higher dose. And when you get going on amphetamines, you do want to do things like summarize a podcast you're not listening to.
That's what AI is. It's just
it's a
messed out
compulsion.
Podcast listener.
Well, it's made by people who are on amphetamines. It's just these tweaked out jet pilots making content for each other.
The one guy working at YouTube who's trying to watch all the videos.
It's a guy. Yeah, it's not AI. It's a guy sitting there being like, all right, what are they going to be confused by?
People do 2x listen through podcasts.
I don't like that.
You do
I think
that.
That's wrong.
Oh, no. I mean, it's inhuman and evil.
I listen to podcasts at 0.5 speed so I can hear it for twice as long.
Make it last longer.
Yeah. Really enjoy it.
Edge your podcast. Doing this.
The one thing I would say about AI is that although it's easy to come down on it, sometimes we'll talk to real people who have heard the show or are passingly familiar for it. And a lot of them don't seem to know my name. And call me a different name.
Yep.
And Grok usually pretty good at getting that one part down. I
that's
don't
not even
was,
true. They get it wrong a lot. They
was
confuse
it. Jeremy's mom who called me Carlson?
No, it was my aunt, but she's totally.
She thought my name was Carlson.
She did not think your name was Carlson. She thought I had a podcast with someone named Carlson. So that could have been Claire. We don't know.
Claire is Carlson?
I don't know. My aunt is a drunk. I don't know. She's not listening to the podcast.
All of Jeremy's friends were written by Stan Lee, Claire Carlson, Alex Anderson. Gotta keep this going.
One time my aunt gave me a dozen bagels out of nowhere, frozen bagels. And I was like, what is, why? And she was like, because of your tweet. And I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? And I found out that she keeps my Twitter as her homepage on her computer. And that she was referencing a tweet that I had made from like 2 years ago about bagels.
I don't know. I thought maybe she was just being anti-Semitic to you like people are on Twitter.
Yes. She's an anti-Semitic
Jew. 20 frozen bagels.
Hey, she goes to me and said, Kapowitz, huh? Is that Irish? And
she
I was
said,
like, that's
your
name.
Charlie Kirk. She said, shut your mouth.
She's got a pinned as the homepage because she's like a reply guy to you. And she's like, you.
She's a big Fuentes guy.
Yeah.
What church do you go to? You know, stuff like that.
Christ.
What a great website.
What a wonderful, wonderful internet we've built.
Let's focus on the songs. Please.
Sorry, yes.
It's all about the music. Yeah, Moldova's like football chant song is good. They're one of the countries that, you know, kind of like the good version of Israel, have nothing else going on the international stage, so they put all their chips into Eurovision. This is where Epic Sax Guy comes from. That was a Moldovan Eurovision entry.
Come on, hit. That rules.
Yeah. They punch above their weight. They haven't won yet, but...
Oh, I'll say this. Speaking of AI, do you think Greece was using AI for that...
Music video 100%.
It looked like it, right?
Yes.
Where he becomes like a little video game guy.
He was kind of they were winning me over with that one.
Fairto is a great song. I think it's probably one of my favorite from this batch. But yes, 100% the pixel artwork in that music video is, I've seen AI make pixel artwork. Yep. That's what it looks like. Yeah.
Yep.
It reminded me a lot of a song you would hear on the radio and instantly dislike and then have infest you and live in your ear right. over several weeks until you're just like, Ferto, Ferto, I am Ferto.
Mm. Well, it's like a bad rap song. It's like a fun, bad rap song. He's eating sashimi in it. Who doesn't like that?
Ferto is the Greek for like bring it on, and it's basically him just listing off a bunch of stuff that could kill him.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Choke me. God, choke me for
There's
that.
A general theme here, which is we crave death in this continent, and
how is sashimi gonna kill him?
He says sashimi, but I think it's like petrol station sashimi, but he says like
dangerous foodborne illness.
Yeah.
You know, watching all of these back to back, you can really see how this continent goes to a horrible war every 50 years.
This is actually what keeps them at bay, Alex.
They're that not meant to get along.
That is the reason they give for why Eurovision is great, is that it brings peace.
It's the one thing holding them back from killing each other.
It's the one thing stopping a rearmed Germany.
Yeah.
It's a song competition they lose at a lot, I guess.
Oh, they lose so fucking bad. They're usually last on the evening.
Germany's song was dog shit. Yeah. I really did not like Germany's song at all.
Yeah. No, they've been... So...
Sarah Germany Engels fire.
Yes.
I pulled up the list.
Germany's one of the usually five countries that pays the most for the competition and thus automatically makes it to the final, which is kind of a curse because it just increases the chance that you're going to be last on the evening and just be sitting at the bottom of the board with like a big fat zero number of points because you weren't weeded out yet. Germany, the UK... Spain, although they've been improving because Rosalia came along and they remembered how to make music. I feel like
that the classic empires do the worst.
Yeah, that is good.
Because frankly, as an American, I don't remember much of these countries exist until I watch Eurovision. And then I'm like, oh, right, Lithuania, that is a country.
Yeah.
Malta.
Do the classic empires eat shit regularly? Yeah, I guess so.
Well, I feel like they're all kind of cowardly in the German one is just an American pop song. That was my issue with it. You could easily see that being like a shitty song in the US. They should be speaking in German.
Well, the Germans write in German. A lot of our songs, don't they? Sweden.
Yeah, Swedes. That's one guy in Sweden.
And we're back at my biases again because those are all one guy to me, and they're different guys. They're not one guy. Yeah. They hate it when you say they're one guy.
Blonde Europe, brunette Europe.
There's one main guy in Sweden who writes every pop song, though, right? Like that's
he's
real thing.
He's good.
There's several. The unfortunate thing about the music industry in Sweden, who also is now like. Joint first place for most wins and famously made ABBA from this contest. ABBA's the reason they were like, oh, music could be our soft power. ABBA did really well, and they were like, what if we invest a lot into musicians?
They're one of the best bands of all time.
Yeah. Nick was telling me that my co-host Nick, had like a guitarist friend from Arizona, moved to Sweden, became a session guitarist for like a metal band over there. The government paid for them to tour the United States. Then COVID happened and the government was just like, keep the money, it's fine. They just throw money at musicians over there because it's like, yeah, we write all the songs.
This is the opposite of what we do. Yeah. We're trying to kill our musicians by any means necessary. Popular, well-reviewed rock band that like should be millionaires, and they all have like three jobs.
They're good too. I feel like they're Stay Inside is the band. I feel like you meet them and you're like, oh yeah, I'll listen to it. And you're like, oh wait, they're like good at music.
Yeah,
what's going on here?
That sucks that there's no art left for you.
There's a lot of like American bands that I listened to and were like really important to me as teenagers, and I was like, what are they doing now? I was like, they got office jobs.
Yeah, like they're like professors.
Yeah. Sometimes they'll tour and then they'll go back to like their day jobs.
What an evil country that punishes beautiful things.
Speaking of Germany, Yeah, they've been eating shit at this competition. The UK also eats shit at this competition again, because I think the big problem with the UK is they know what America thinks of them, and they can play that up. They love coming out being like, we're fancy and we're tweed and stuff like that.
That's not what I want from them, though. I also know that they are like the creator of punk music. So like, give me like some shitty Clash ripoff.
That would be good.
Where's Wet Leg? They couldn't get Wet Leg in there. Like, they're doing SNL UK, but they can't do Eurovision.
No, they can't do Eurovision for the life, because the European vision of the UK is different from the American one, which is these are people who pass out drunk in our streets.
Say your stereotypes about England.
Yeah, go for it.
English people in other countries act as if they are part of an invading army.
Yeah.
In a way that is sociologically fascinating, and I think universally not understood still. If you've read, I don't know if you've read this, Kieran, maybe you have, because it's like a more relevant topic in Europe, but the book Among the Thugs, about,
I know of it, I haven't read it,
footy culture in the 80s or whatever. They just show up in towns and destroy them whenever like a soccer game happens, and it's just, these people act as if there is no future wherever they go. I've only been to Europe for a week. I went to the Netherlands to visit Chad Vigorous from the internet last year. And while I was there, I saw a British woman on the ground at a mini golf course at 3 p.m.
Yeah,
and we played around her.
Well, you know what? They Brexited. They shouldn't even be allowed in the fucking competition. If you fucking Brexit, get out of here. You're not in Eurovision.
That should have been the first thing they're cut off from.
They got to eject Israel, the UK, and Australia. This is out of control.
Close the borders.
Stop the boats. Stop the musical boats. God damn it. Any other kind of like songs that stuck out to you?
Okay, wait, one last thing about Germany.
Oh yeah.
If you're gonna be Germany and you're gonna sing about vampires, you should have a guy dressed as Nosferatu. Where is Count Orlok? If you're going to do a vampire song, get me the nastiest looking balding guy or whatever with his little claws.
Guitar solo.
They did do We've Got Rammstein at Home song a couple of years ago, 2023.
I understand why they would pick that.
Yeah, that's kind of what we want from Germany. It is really like play the hits kind of shit.
You're a scary country. You're scary. Be scary.
The song was called Blood and Glitter. Nice. Which was just a little too close to a German phrase I don't like.
Wait a second.
Yeah, they were just going through all of the hits from the 30s and were like, what's one word we could change?
Yeah, one word and make it the complete opposite.
Blitz fun.
Blitz fun.
Well, this is what Rammstein was about, right? Is you just do Nazi stuff and change it a little bit?
Well, yeah, because they're East Germans and they're just basically going out to West Germans being like, this is what you guys are like. That's, you love the Nazi, like, shit.
Big pillar of flame.
Yeah, that's their whole deal. Yeah, it's a shame. It's a shame they don't do that anymore. But
what about techno? I feel like my stereotype about Germany is that they're wearing like leather, skin tight leather clothes and doing techno.
That is definitely Berlin. I think the problem there is that Eurovision kind of requires that you have a lyrics song.
I see.
Yeah. So you kind of need
that
to have like
sense.
Yeah. So it kind of forecloses on certain genres.
One of these, I think it was Austria, had a heavy house kind of song.
Tanzschein, License to Dance.
Austria was, I wrote down, dance club music.
Yeah, it was, and this is genre bias, but I did not care for it. I really Belgium didn't like that they were like threatening me on the dance floor.
what
I
were you into, Alex?
Remember
you
there
to
where
be...
Hitler was from when I had heard it.
What genre did you want them to do, Alex?
I mean, it's not that I took in 37 songs in 17 minutes. I wasn't like waiting for something. I was just taking things in, but something's made me afraid. and that's a feeling I had. I remember really not liking Bangaranga.
Oh, Bangaranga by Bulgaria.
Yes.
Oh. The Hot
Yeah,
Girls
I
song.
Agree.
Which I thought was memorable from how many times they said Bongaronga and how they performed in front of a big sign that said Bongaronga.
They're doing too many things in that one. I was like, just stick to the makeup word stuff. Bongaronga is not a real word, right? I'm not offending anyone from Bulgaria.
It's a very word.
Bulgarian word for like peace and justice.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, that's fucking bullshit.
It's their cellar door. It's the most beautiful word in Bulgarian.
I like it when I'm saying the opposite. I'm like, don't speak English. I'm sick of these English-speaking countries. Dude, give me something weird.
Give me a song. Yeah. That's definitely the opinion of most people nowadays. But unfortunately, English language music just has such a hold that they're like.
But like, okay, so Cyprus, right? They started off at least in what the 10-second version I saw, not English, and I was like, this is cool. And then they switched to English, and it's immediately not as fun. It was worse.
I think a part of that is what I always called like the anime intro effect, which is like you can trick yourself into thinking the song is a bit cooler than it is because you don't understand what they're saying.
Exactly. Yeah. And it needs more tweedly guitars.
Yeah, and it needs more people like falling out of the sky or whatever they do in anime intros, running to school.
That does happen sometimes on the stage. Just like a single piece of toast in the mouth.
If they're like a really hot 16-year-old.
That is kind of an anime move. Yeah, so
that's right.
Mouth.
That's right.
Running to the Eurovision performance.
Oh no, I'm late.
Oh, I wrote that I really like Georgia, but I don't quite remember what it was. I said that they did a sort of zombie scientist thing. Does anyone know what that means?
Georgia.
Look up Georgia.
It was
the Cabbies on replay.
Yeah. I think that was a slightly falling flat anti-Spotify song.
Oh. I didn't catch that at all.
No.
That went over my head. It was probably not in English.
Austria
did.
So
I was like,
yeah.
I don't know what it went.
No one speaks Georgian. Austria did a much better anti-Spotify song a couple years ago called Edgar Allan Poe, shout out to an American.
To the Poe Man.
That's right. That's one of ours.
Yeah. God, I love that song. We'll listen to it again. Anyway.
What did we think of France's song? Because I did not like it when I was watching it, but it seemed as if I was just getting a snippet of maybe a better, longer song that builds.
So the last 2 years, the song that has won, which last year was JJ's Wasted Love, and the year before that was Nemo the Code, which was a song about being non-binary.
The code.
Ones and zeros. Maybe I'm something in between, etc. Et
there
did
is
they do it like Matrix style? That would have been cool if they're all.
I'm sorry,
like
I have to
Matrix.
Interject. Computer wise, there's nothing in between.
This is homophobic for just computers.
Yeah, sorry.
I mean, you can have more of them, and they.
I support them.
Things.
I'm going to use they thems. I totally recognize Nemo, but this is a terrible metaphor.
And you know what? Israel should be in there. Get them in there.
But both of those songs that won the last 2 years, I would vaguely describe as popera. So you're seeing a bit more of that, where it's like, how do we do? So France is doing a little bit of that. They're bringing a little bit of the chanson, like we're all smoking 20 packs by a beautiful cafe. But we're also, this woman is a classically trained opera singer, and she's going to hit like a stupidly high note.
Yeah.
It felt like, I don't know, I didn't like it, but it was like watching like 30 seconds of Les Miserables and being like, what a stupid song. Like, I was missing a bigger picture.
Yeah, just like wholly on the side of the French royalty is like, kill these guys.
They're knaves. Tear down their barriers.
They weren't happy with cake. You're telling me
Jean Valjean belongs building ships.
Yeah. Like Jean Van Gogh, am I right? Get him out of here.
Thank you.
Get him out of here.
Get him out of here.
So strong.
Yeah. That song. Okay. So I'm going to start revealing my hand a little bit. France is second favorite with the bookies.
Really?
Okay.
Yeah. So, but unfortunately, first favorite is a leagues ahead of that. So it looks like first favorite is probably going to be the winner. And I'm going to give both of you a chance to guess who that is.
Who's gonna
win? Moldova?
Yeah.
it better be Moldova.
All right, wait, I'm looking through my thing and seeing which ones I said were generic pop songs. Ooh, Denmark, they could win.
Ooh, yeah.
Czechia? I don't know.
Czechia email, because you won.
I don't know who would win. I don't know.
Denmark is third favorite, but Denmark, as the competition has become a bit more self-selecting in terms of talent, Denmark has sent the non-Israeli Zionist. He's got like a fuck Hamas sticker on his laptop. Not a good dude.
Okay.
First favorite.
I always think those are so funny.
The crazy run DMC on your laptop.
The movement of fuck a terrorist group, like, I don't know. It has like a Kony 2012 element to this ongoing
many years
genocide.
Ago, at a random concert, my friend and I tried to start a fuck ISIS chant as a joke. Yeah. And in between like random songs, we kept being like, fuck ISIS. And by the end of the night, people kept coming up to us and being like, fuck ISIS, man. They suck. And we're like, that's so true, dog.
So true.
Thanks for coming to see modern baseball.
They don't. All they care about is their caliphate.
Yeah. I know, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I have a question. What's up with Ukraine? Are they getting any sort of like, hey, we know you guys are like coming from a war zone. So
do they just win every year by default?
It's cool that you guys are doing just like a regular ass song.
Thank you for throwing your meat on the pile in front of our continent.
Right.
We do not want to do one of those this year, but we do soon.
Ukraine falls into the category of we don't have anything else on the world stage. This is our thing. Like Moldova and unfortunately Israel.
My big thing I noted was that it was not a male singer because he would have been sent to war.
So
it's just the president.
The only guy.
He wears a suit and everyone in America gets mad.
In 2022, they did get a lot of sympathy points, but the song they did send was also like reasonably good. It would have performed well regardless, I think.
It was called Hurricane.
He's not defending Israel.
Kalush Orchestra. I think you'd enjoy them because I think you'd like to know that the Jamiroquai look is still a thing.
Cool.
Somewhere in the world, and it's apparently in Ukraine.
This is just a thing I'm curious about, and you're you know about European news. Have they mobilized women in Ukraine for the war at all? Because you'd think by this point, you gotta dip in a little bit.
Yeah, they keep going up age brackets, is last I heard.
They're just grabbing dudes out of Ubers and throwing them into barracks.
Yeah, there's a little bit of that. There's also a little bit of like, I mean, Ukraine realized it long before anyone else did, but it's just like actually, if we just send like a million 10-euro drones, that's actually going to be far more effective.
It's a good move.
Yeah. Anyway.
Sorry.
They take the competition very seriously. They're the only country that has never not qualified for the final. Like even before the war and stuff, they've been like heavy hitters and stuff like that. Their government everything app, like the app that you use to like get child benefit or whatever, is also the same app you use to vote in Ukraine. So again, they take this very seriously. Their national finals are held in secret. In a rotating location. When Kalush Orchestra won in 2022, Putin bombed their hometown when they were on stage.
Bastard.
So, yeah.
He's done it again.
And it wasn't near the front lines. It was just like a weird spite move. Again, I can't stress this weird competition is weirdly important over here.
It's very political. The fact that Russia is not in this.
Yeah, Russia, I feel like, deserves to be in it more than Israel, at least.
Were they ejected? After yeah,
they're at least part of Europe.
They were.
Okay, you gotta get rid of Israel.
Yeah,
then.
That's the kind of argument of
that's
people
outrageous.
Who are like saying.
Well, to be fair, Ukraine is another country. Like, if you attack another Eurovision country, that's one thing. But they got to get Palestine into Eurovision.
Okay, yeah. So build soft power there.
Uh-huh.
I've been reading the 100-year war on Palestine. There's a long retrospective on their failure to get into Eurovision and the mistakes.
Well, there's just a thing where you just don't attack another Eurovision country. It's just wrong.
Yeah.
I think they have song in their heart.
Exactly.
They can do music. The other thing that I also like will bang on about is there are several countries waiting in the wings to join Eurovision if Israel wasn't there. Like all of North Africa wants to take part. Like
No, shut up. You have Africa in the name. Shut up.
No, you don't get that. Also, we're taking all of your stuff.
Literally.
I feel like France should have to give several African countries their spot.
Are there European countries not in it? Is there any like, I don't know, tiny little, they have like Andorra? Are those guys like not allowed in? You know what I mean?
Oh, no, they've participated before. It's usually they just can't really get the money.
Right.
Yeah. Or that like when you're a micro state, it's like we've run out of musicians real fucking quick to do this annually. Okay.
You know what's interesting is the Asian response to Eurovision in the last 5 years has been that they're all doing physical 100 with each other.
So interesting you should bring that up, Alex, because starting later this year, Eurovision Asia is getting going with several Asian countries taking part. Asia Vision was taken. Legally, we cannot use Asia Vision, so it is Eurovision Asia.
That's crazy.
Yeah, South Korea, Bangladesh, Vietnam, Cambodia, Laos, Malaysia, I believe, Philippines. Yeah,
Israel's also in that one. They got Israel in there,
Jeremy,
too.
Jeremy, don't. I need one of these competitions to not include Israel.
Hey, man, it's part of Asia.
It's
really West Asia.
Being Asian.
Yeah.
Whenever you watch one of those, I understand the political reasons for it, but it is striking that China is not in the pan-Asian competitions. And then you look at a map and you're like, are you sure?
Yeah.
Australia's in instead? Doesn't really make a ton of sense.
Yeah, they keep trying to get China in, but China keeps asking for like a 10 to 15 minute delay on the live feed. So they can like,
really,
yeah, yeah, and
that's
the rest
so
of,
interesting.
So the rest of the countries are like, no, we don't want you.
It's gotta be real.
These are Netflix shows, though. A lot of them.
You mean the physical Asia stuff? I was talking about Eurovision Asia.
Okay, I see.
Yeah, no, you should have China involved. Yeah, 100% in physical 100 because it's a great show. And
I mean, they got a billion guys.
Oh my God, Jeremy!
What are you
cancel
guys
your
talking
plans.
About?
Physical 100, Physical Bake, is a Korean show where they take 100 guys from different professions, and it is women as well, so it's men and women. Okay. And
I'm glad that women have gotten involved.
And they all have different challenges that are feats of strength, which is funny because the women do fucking get thrashed the first few rounds because they're general open challenges that are tests of strength. And like a few will make it to the next round, but a lot of them are like, everyone fights and you can pick whoever you want. And then a few scumbags of the men will fight the women. And there's like ex-UFC guys and they do like, I think a firefighter one. Last season.
So this is just Squid Games, but it's not a drama.
Yeah, it's kind of that, but it's also just like my caveman brain has been activated because I get to clap like a seal and go like, look at big man,
it's
do
so
big
good,
thing.
Dude. And there's one guy who's always clearly on steroids, like the only one on steroids, he's like 8 feet tall. He doesn't win any challenges.
I like how much they're like, it's such a broad remit of who they let in because it would be like, yeah, we got like a former Olympic footballer in. And then my favorite from season one was a stunt woman from Korean dramas, which was like this tiny woman who had to have like a Korean drama starlet body because she was a stunt double, but she was incredibly yoked at the same
so
time.
Strong.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
The Japanese one is called Final Draft, which is fun because I always think of the screenwriting software.
Yeah.
And it's the same show, but they add drama elements. So they take more time to be like, back home, I was a baseball player, but then I realized we all swing for the fences.
While we're on this chat, because I think, Alex, if you're onto this stuff, you will enjoy it as well. It's buried in Netflix because they were like, we're going to give this a go. We're going to pick up a show that's been on Japanese television for ages. Oh, it didn't play too well. Fuck it. Never put it on the algorithm ever again. Have you watched Run for the Money?
No, I don't think I have.
What's Run for the about? Money is so fucking good. It's been on Japanese television annually for like ages, and it's just they get a bunch of B-list celebrities to go into like a theme park. Where they
are lighting up, by the way. He looks like he's Tom Cruise in Minority Report trying to find fucking this TV show on Netflix.
Come on, come on.
Come on, come on. Zoom, enhance, computer enhance. And basically they're in a theme park. The season on Netflix, they're in a Dutch-themed theme park, which is great to view. And the whole premise is they're in a theme park from like 3 a.m. until 12 p.m. the next day. Getting chased around by a bunch of people who are dressed like agents from The Matrix. And the long
I actually great. Have seen this whole show.
It's so good.
I blocked it out. I'm looking at it now. They catch you and they're wearing masks and it's scary.
Yep. And the longer cool. you last, there's just like a little timer at the bottom that's increasing in yen amount. The longer you last, the more money you get. But it's still like, I don't know, it's like enough to buy a nice car. It's not like actually a lot of money.
Amazing. What
That's
a,
great.
The variety of quality in Japanese television is all over the place. Because if you watch some of their like normal, not animated TV shows, they are dog shit.
Almost
across the board. Like they didn't know. It's like they didn't have all those Kurosawa movies or something. They just got moving images and they're like, yeah, I know what I could do, and then like, oh, the 5-year-old put this together.
Run for the Money is riding on concept alone. There's a lot of production mistakes that I probably wouldn't have done myself, but man, getting a bunch of B-list celebrities to play basically a big game of chasing is good television.
I guess it doesn't bring all people together the way a song competition does.
No.
Right, it's not preventing war.
Or celebrating it. Yeah, because also the other thing I should mention, Israel, when they get on stage, everyone in the actual live audience just starts booing. And then for the television feed, they just start like playing like cheer.wav for the people at home. <Woo! and, laughs> yeah.
They're going crazy.
I couldn't find any decent Quoras about Eurovision because
it's harder than it seems.
Yeah, it's actually very hard. It's the hardest job in the world.
I was genuinely going to say that website is unusable and it has my email address now.
Welcome.
Email is one of the best ways to find the questions, honestly, because the search function pretty much does not work. For our show, a lot of the time we have people who spend all day clicking around on there and they send us good ones and we try to like put them together in themes. But whenever I try to start with a theme and work backwards, nearly impossible to use. They don't send you anywhere you're trying to go.
I will tell you that the only thing I found is that Quora users seem to be the only people in the world who believe that Israel is genuinely getting all those votes in Europe.
That's great.
That's
beautiful.
That's my insight.
Well, they are, for internet users, generally, on average, an older demographic. And I think that's why the website is so good, is it's full of a lot of people who were raised pre-internet using LiveJournal on a questions website.
It's older Americans and Indians is really the
and British people.
Core of the website.
There's some British
people.
A lot
of British people.
Yeah. They got to use the internet too, I guess. They can't ban them.
Yeah.
Well, that is everything I have on Eurovision. What do you think? This little field report.
It's beautiful.
Are we supposed to guess who's going to win?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You didn't do that.
I guess Moldova.
Yeah.
I was going to guess Ukraine because of their war that they're in.
Yeah. No, fortunately not. It is Finland.
What did I write for Finland?
That song leave an impression on anyone.
Oh, yeah.
Liechtenstein.
I liked the big fire.
Yeah.
That was kind of cool.
Yeah.
Liechtenstein.
I wrote down, where was it? San Marino is what I picture when someone says Eurovision to me. Theirs was like a pop song that like was sent through Google Translate 10 times and it's like not a pop song anymore. And that's when someone says Eurovision, I'm picturing that kind of thing.
That is the exact woman who performed with Flo Rida in 2021.
Incredible.
She's back again. And
what a talent.
It's not in the mega cut, but she's bringing in this time Boy George.
Sure. Why not? I
should be against the rules. Stop it. I have Finland's video up now, and it is another one of those that seemed like it's not doing it justice that I'm getting 20 seconds of this, because she is going crazy on this violin.
Mm.
In front of a big pile of fire.
She got a special exemption. She said, like, I want to play the violin live. I don't care how much of a production nightmare it is. Let me play the violin live rather than like miming it.
She was good at it.
Yeah. It doesn't light my fire or anything, that particular song. I'm on the Moldova train.
Yes.
Yeah.
We're calling it now, Upset Moldova. Also, don't watch this or find out who wins, but it's Moldova.
BDS commands
Moldova
you.
Wins. Go to Moldova. That's what the song's about, is how you should go there.
Check it out. Try out their pork buns. I don't know what they got over there.
Spitball Moldovan culture right now.
It's mostly about like guys in soccer jerseys.
Where are they on the map?
Name countries they border.
They gotta be on like the eastern upper side somewhere, right?
Really? I was gonna say by like Greece.
Ooh.
They're bordering Ukraine.
So yeah. What we're getting is mountain people. Mountain people, yeah, try their boots.
Yeah. You're unfortunately Moldova falls into the category of lost Italians.
What?
Yeah, they speak a Romance language. They speak like Romanian is the language. It's in the name. They're a winemaking country. Yeah.
Well, they're sandwiched between Ukraine and Romania.
Yeah,
but they're nowhere near Italy.
Yeah, no, the Romans made it over there.
Interesting.
This is also how I think of Georgians.
In what way?
They got good food.
As Northern Italians, I guess.
If you haven't had Georgian food, my God, it's very good.
Kieran, I live like a dog.
You can afford one khachapuri. Come on.
In this cultural cesspool of New York City, every day I eat kibble.
Yeah, I'm famously ethnically homogenous New York City. I bet you there's a Georgian restaurant right around the fucking corner from you.
Probably is, yeah. You probably
I'm reporting it live from Little Georgia.
Yeah. Oh, you mean Sarkatvelo. Sorry, I only know it in the actual Georgian language.
Sarkatvelo.
Anyway, before I probo what this is in service of, where can people find your lovely voices and takes?
We'd love if you'd listen to the Quarators podcast. That's where we're over there. It's me. It's Carlson, and that's
Alex.
It.
Alex
and we it's, go.
Alex is not Carlson. Not normally on this show. I'm going to say my full name.
It's Jeremy
Alex Patak. Not any kind of Carlson.
It's Jeremy and the one Swedish guy who writes all the songs.
That's right,
Carlson.
What's his name? Max something?
Am I Max Martin, I believe.
Yeah.
Our friend Claire is also on the show, but she lives in Los Angeles, and it's like...
That's right.
It was 7 in the morning when we started, so I thought that would be rude.
We go on Quora, and we mostly rank European countries, is what we do. So if you liked this, you'll check
it out. It's a Eurovision of a sorts.
Yeah.
It's a show for knowledgeable people.
Yep, strong recommendations for Quarters. I think it is the only purely comedy podcast I even listen to anymore. I thoroughly enjoy it, and you should too.
I don't think of it as purely comedy. I think of it as a very important political podcast.
You're so right, Jeremy. How dare I speak to you?
I'm changing our iTunes description as informational education.
Aren't we already education on there? Am I making that up?
I mean, I literally did set it up, so that does sound like a thing that I would do.
Yeah. I think you did make it educational.
That's how I view the show, is I learn things.
Anyway, Only Mr. God Knows is a prolonged advertisement for Eurovision, the non-Eurovision Eurovision event that we've been holding for about 6 years now. And you should come along to Eurovision Numero 6, subtitled Blood in the Television. And come on down. They'll be singing, they'll be dancing. We will not watch the Eurovision through means. And yeah, I believe beer will be €1, like it was the last time we did this, which is pretty good. All money raised.
Is this a physical event?
Yeah. It's also on Twitch. Man. It's also on twitch.tv. Awesome.
I
just come
love
on down.
Beer.
Yep, beer's
yeah.
Right.
Oh. We should do like a beer hang, Alex, for our show. Yeah.
We should. No one else is invited. It's just me and you.
The urge to be a dad. I have to use my podcast to have just a regular beer hang.
I'm so lonely.
I can't drink beer with my child. Yeah, all money raised at Eurovision goes to Heal Palestine. So come on down, dance. I'll get drunk as the evening progresses. Yell at the TV. Have some fun. We'll be in Berlin, 16th of May. There's a description on our Instagram. You can find it. All right. And thank you, Alex and Jeremy, for coming on.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for teaching us about this wonderful competition.
Yeah, don't watch it.
That again, no,
we did it already. We yeah, watched
Moldova
it to
already
talk
won.
About it.
Moldova won in my heart. All right. We'll see you on the bonus feed. Ciao, ciao.